You're listening to Sam Downey's Techcasts through the iTunes Music Store. For more information on me, Sam Downey, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk. Hi, I'm Sam Downey, and in this episode, you'll hear an episode of Mac Format This Week, and I joined them presenting special reports from the Mac Expo 2006, which took place at Olympia in London. So, settle back and hear my reports on Mac Format This Week, hosted by Brad Gibson.
This is Mac Format This Week. 30 minutes of news, reviews, Q&A, and features from the world of the Macintosh and iPod. Coming up on this week's show, we review London's Mac Expo with special on-scene reports.
I thought it was great. I thought it was better than last year. It seemed to be busier than last year. It just seems to be going from strength to strength.
The Mac Format team hits Expo's highs and lows with special correspondent Sam Downey. Plus, we review the new iPod family and the top-line video iPod.
It's still the best MP3 audio video player on the market. It's streets ahead of the competition. I can't really see why I'd want to buy anything else.
Mac Format's Graham Barlow details faster, sleeker, and more powerful iPods for any budget. Together with our regular Q&A segment, we've got a jam-packed new edition of Mac Format This Week. Hi everyone, I'm Brad Gibson. Thanks for joining us on Mac Format This Week. Well, Mac Expo London is history, and after three very busy and eventful days, we've got your complete wrap-up and analysis. There were many surprises at this year's event, the biggest probably being Quark's announcement of Quark Interactive Designer, a new Flash development application that lets creative professionals create online content. There was also an update to Quark Express, and we'll have complete details on those two products a little later in the show. Google had a large presence at the show with its demonstration of Mac-ready apps like Google Video, Google Maps, Google Earth, and the company's recently acquired SketchUp software. RouteBuddy showed off its Mac GPS software that lets users design real-time maps together with Garmin's range of satellite navigation systems. iTango demonstrated its newly released iTango Dock that lets iPod users attach a portable player without removing it from its case. And Greenpeace caused a stir at the first day of the show after it handed out flyers accusing Apple as being one of the worst computer manufacturers for including harmful materials in its products. The environmental group changed its tune on day two and was allowed to return to the show. Other major exhibitors included Apple, Epson, Adobe, Intego, Nike with its Nike Plus sports kit, Elgato, and Griffin Technologies, to name just a few. With a recap of London Expo, correspondent Sam Downey sat down with two familiar Mac Format writers.
My name's James Ellerbeck. I'm the reviews editor of Mac Format.
My name's Trevor Middleton. I write occasional features for Mac Format and also deliver the technical support section of the podcast.
So, Trevor and James, what do you think of Mac Expo this year? Was there any standout products you saw?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was better than last year. It seemed to be busier than last year. It just seems to be going from strength to strength. Loads of good products, really, and loads of free giveaways of software, which we're going to get our teeth into over the next few weeks. Particularly enjoyed the Dream Tech sound demonstration where they had the singers in and just showed us how to use Logic and how to use some of the decent Apple tools. Loads of stuff around. Loads of new kit seems to be launched. But yeah, it's been really good. Really enjoyed it. How about you, Trevor?
From my point of view, the highlight was meeting all the different spectrum, or the wide spectrum of Mac users here, from the very beginner who'd never used a computer before buying a Mac to the person who was really experienced with Mac OS X and wanted to find out even more detail about it.
And James, what do you think?
Two things. Meeting the subscribers, a lot of people came over and said hello. A lot of people signed up to subscribe to the magazine, and just a chance to meet the readers and see what sort of people they are and ask them how they use Macs and what they get out of the magazine. That's invaluable. And it was also really good to go over to the Apple stand, which is the nucleus of the whole show. And you can go over and speak to a technician about a different application, and they'll run you through what it can do, and they'll show you the ins and outs, they'll show you the most recent upgrades and updates to the software, which is always a winner. And then people like Adobe are here, Quark's here, so you can go over and catch the latest applications them, particularly like Interactive Designer from Quark. I'm going to go over in about 10-15 minutes and watch that seminar now again, because there's a lot to get to grips with there. But yeah, there's that sort of learning, sharing sort of community spirit. It's pretty good. I quite like that. There's new people here as well that we haven't seen before, who are bringing along their product, which they've been developing for a couple of years. This is their big release. You go and talk to them about it, and they're just really enthusiastic, want to get it out there. So it's invaluable. Yeah.
So James and Trevor, for now, from Macformat Magazine, thank you for joining us on Macformat this week.
No problem. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
We mentioned earlier Quark's announcement of Quark Interactive Designer and an update to Quark Express. Well, Sam Downey talked with Quark spokesman Gavin Drake to give us some more details.
Gavin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
For those listeners who don't know what Quark is, what is Quark?
We've been in business for nearly 25 years. We specialize in publishing and the graphics arts market. Quark Express was one of our first products, really transformed publishing, moving from a manual process to on-screen page layout, which was really a revolutionary step when it happened.
We're here at Mac Expo, and Quark have made two announcements with an update to Quark Express and also the release of Interactive Designer. Tell me what Interactive Designer is.
Yes, Interactive Designer is a new product that works with Quark Express 7 and enables you to author flash animations and presentations, kiosks, directly inside Quark Express 7.
What else can it do?
Well, I think what's important to explain about Interactive Designer is it's a very different approach compared to anything else on the market. At the moment, if you want to create interactive content, you really need development and programming skills. Adobe Flash is a fantastic application, but it's an application for developers, and therefore designers at the moment just don't have an application that enables them to very easily harness their creativity and very easily create interactive content.
What's the difference between Flash and Interactive Designer?
We've tried to incorporate all of the functions you would need in a menu structure. So if you, for example, want to add a video, you just select the object and go to the menu and say, I want this to be a video, and you select the video. You don't have to get into programming coding using ActionScript, because creative people don't tend to be the same people that are doing development. It requires a different mindset. And at the moment, if I look at a typical agency, that process gets handed off to a developer, and that's not really where you want that creative process to happen.
How much does Interactive Designer retail for?
Well, that's the even better news. The list price is £139, but until next April, we're going to sell it for just £69. So it's also incredible value for money.
And how much is Quark Express 7?
The upgrade price is £249 from any previous version. Again, that's quite unique in the industry, that we don't tell you you have to throw away your old version. You might have a version you bought 10 years ago and you can still upgrade it for one flat price. So it makes it very compelling, because obviously most of our target audience are existing customers.
Tell me about the recent upgrades to Quark Express 7.
Well, we released Quark Express 7 at the end of May this year, and it has over 160 new features in it, so it's actually our biggest upgrade of the product ever. So whether you're in design or production or output, there will absolutely be features in there for you. So there's both sort of evolutionary features, but there's revolutionary new features as well. For example, multiple people can work on the same page at the same time in real time, and that's, you know, a very unique proposition. We've also just released our first maintenance update, version 7.02, because our commitment now we've brought the application out is to make sure that the performance and reliability are absolutely what our customers have come to expect. And we have great performance already now with our native support on the Intel platform for the Mac. You know, Quark Express is the first professional page layout tool to be running natively on that platform, and all the performance data we have shows that customers are really benefiting from that universal support.
So where can listeners find out more information about Quark Express 7?
They can go to euro.quark.com, which is our European website. There is a 30-day trial version there they can download of Quark Express 7. That's a fully functional version for 30 days. There's also trial versions of Interactive Designer, plus the new print collection product that we released last week. So lots of information. Or speak to one of their local resellers who should be able to assist as well.
Gavin Drake, thank you for joining me on Macformat this week. For more information, as Gavin said, if you go to euro.quark.com, that'll give you more information about Quark Express 7 Express. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Google had a huge presence at Expo and showed off a number of its new Mac-ready products. Sam Downey found out more from Google's Jason Chuck.
What Google products are available for the Macintosh?
We have a couple of products that are built specifically to run on the Mac. So that's Google Earth. We have a Mac version of that, and also Google SketchUp. But the thing about Google is that we try to build as many many products that are available to people across all devices, all users, which is machine independent. So our products such as Gmail, Google Video, Google Maps, they're accessible through any browser. So whether you're on Safari or Firefox or Internet Explorer, you can access that from a Mac or a PC.
Tell me more about the latest products from Google, such as SketchUp and Google Earth.
Well, Google Earth has been a great product because I think a lot of people are in awe about the great satellite imagery in there. So a lot of people, the first thing that they want to do is that, you know, you want to jump in there right away and zoom to your house and see how up-to-date it is. But we're constantly trying to work to provide as much up-to-date imagery for as much of the world as possible. So if you search for on places such as like the Google Earth blog and the Google Earth community, so you can start finding all this great content, whether it's content about hotels, content about the environment, and we also have a lot of great features that highlight any sort of information that has a geographical component. We feel that people should be, you know, opening Google Earth and using it as like a geographical browser to be able to find all that great content. For something like Google SketchUp, we thought that, you know, when you're going through Google Earth, it makes for a much greater experience if you can start flying through the Earth in 3D. And so we purchased a company called Google SketchUp earlier this year, where we've unleashed this great tool, which is dead simple to use, where within a few minutes you can start playing around and building 3D models, and you can place those back into Google Earth. So so we have a 3D warehouse where you can download all of that and then start looking at the Earth in 3D. You know, the most important thing to us is that, you know, our mission statement is to organize the world's information, make it universally accessible and useful. So essentially we want people to be using these products like SketchUp, because if it's free, you know, they'll be able to start building it, and we'll be able to get all this great content into our products. We want to make it the most useful, most relevant content out there, and so something like Google Earth, you know, we offer developers the ability to develop around it for free, because, you know, we often think that they're the experts and they have much better ideas, and they can provide much better functionality to our products at the end of the day.
For those listeners who don't know who Google are, tell me more information about Google.
I guess essentially Google, when it comes down to the fundamental, we're a search company, right? We're trying to build the most powerful search. It doesn't matter what medium it is. We want to be able to find a way to organize the world's information and make it easily accessible to the end user. So it doesn't matter if that's searching for web pages, which is our regular Google search product, or even searching through your email, through Gmail. You know, we want to be able to help people find information and content. That's why we offer something like Google Video. We want to help people find all this great video content out there, help them digitize that and put it on the web. But more importantly, not just share it, but make it accessible. Also, we have also been working, we recognize that, you know, a lot of that great content isn't on the web, such as Google Book Search, our products where we're trying to help people find, you know, when they're doing a search, where this information could be located within a book. So we've been working with publishers together to try to get that information in more accessible to all users around the world, no matter what language or what culture.
Is there a URL that Mac users can go to get hold of Google's latest applications and download them?
Yeah, so essentially, if you go to google.com/Mac, M-A-C, you can find all the products that are available for the Mac right now. And we also have a Google Mac blog that we keep, which is googlemac.blogspot.com.
I've been speaking with Jason Chuck for Google UK at the Mac Expo in London. Thank you for joining us on Mac Format.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
So, another great year of London Mac Expo. Our thanks to special correspondent Sam Downey, who'll have more for us next week as he features a number of music artists who use Macs and appeared at London Mac Expo. And that's it for this edition of Mac Format This Week. Our thanks to Trevor Middleton, James Elbeck, Graham Barlow, and Sam Downey for joining us. Our associate producer is Misha Sagaropoulou. We'll be back with another edition on Monday, the 20th of November. Until then, I'm Brad Gibson. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to Sam Downey's TechCasts through the iTunes Music Store. For more information on me, Sam Downey, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk.